Hi, this is Margaret McMahon, bringing you the weekly Out and About program, highlighting things to do in and around our area, and sharing other local information of interest that I encounter while I'm out and about in Roxburgh and Person County. Yesterday, Wednesday, a new Mexican restaurant opened on the Durham Road in the old diner building next to the sports shop. It's Casa Oaxaca. It's closed on Mondays, but it's open Tuesday through Thursday, 10 to 8, Friday from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m., Saturday 9 a.m. to 10 p.m., and Sunday 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Welcome to the area. Now, be sure to go to Smokey Dave's Barbecue on the Boulevard on Friday, August the 27th, to help with a fundraiser for the American Legion Post 138. From 11 a.m. till closing, a portion of the proceeds from the sale that day will go to the American Legion. Thanks to Dave and Kelly Birch for supporting the American Legion in this way. Oh, and by the way, on November the 18th, Scott Mason, the Tar Heel Traveler, will be there signing his books, but we'll remind you of that closer to the date. On Friday evening in Uptown Roxborough, the Hell Yeah Kitchen Food Truck will be at Black Creek Brewery on Depot Street from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Make plans now to go hear the Mason Lovett Band on Friday, August the 27th, at the Festival House at the Homestead Steakhouse from 8 to 11 p.m. Doors open at 7, advance tickets are 10, and at the door, if available, they'll be $15. Cash bar available and tables of 8 may be reserved. For Saturday, please note that the Habitat for Humanity yard sale is currently closed on Saturday for shopping due to the increase of COVID numbers in our county. Donations are being accepted from 9 a.m. to noon. Hope it'll be able to reopen very, very soon. And thank you for supporting Habitat for Humanity in Person County. Don't forget to go by the Person County Farmers Market on the Boulevard across from the Cookout, as well as the Farmers Market off of Depot Street. Great local farmers with meats and veggies and flowers, where you'll find a variety of items. The markets are open from 8 a.m. to noon. While you're out and about on Saturday, the Concord United Methodist Church will be having their annual yard sale from 7:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. All proceeds will benefit Woodland Elementary School. Also on Saturday the 28th, it'll be Community Day at Teresa Baptist Church on Chubb Lake Road from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. There'll be information booths, many giveaways, and the entire community is invited. On Saturday evening in Uptown Roxburgh at 1792 Bottle Beer Company, the food truck Smokehouse Bandits will be there from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. And speaking of Uptown, if you haven't stopped by Dalton's lately, you must. Chef Jake is so good, the best French fries in town, and he adds his own little touch to so many of the regular items. Saturday entertainment at Tunnel Creek Winery and Vineyard will be the ever-popular Brown Brothers from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. On Tuesday, August the 31st, the monthly New Brook United Methodist Church community dinner will be ham, sweet potatoes, seasoned green beans, roll dessert, and drink. The donations will go to support Life Choices of Roxborough. Dine in or take out from 4:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m., and the cost is by donation. The Saponi 5K Run Walk will be at Mayo Lake Park Saturday, September the 4th, and you can register and get your packet as early as 6:30 a.m. the day of the race. 1 mile fun run starts at 7:30 a.m., and the 5K Run Walk starts at 8 a.m. All you runners need to be sure you get back to this annual event. A Patriots Day ceremony will be held on September the 11th in remembrance of the 20th anniversary of this tragic day, while also honoring all first responders. Now, we'll give you a full schedule of activities closer to the event. Picking by the Lake at Mayo Lake is Saturday, September the 11th, and put on your calendar the annual Animal Protection Society Four Paws Festival will be back uptown on Sunday, September the 12th. More details will follow in the next few weeks, but there's going to be a fun walk with or without your pet, pet contests, vendors, music, entertainment, and rescue pets. All of this in Uptown Roxborough from 1 to 5 on Sunday, September the 12th. The annual Masonic Lodge Fish Fry will be back this year on Friday, September the 17th from 11 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. takeout only, and tickets are only $10 each. The annual Shred Day at Roxborough Savings will be Saturday, September the 19th from 8 a.m. to 11. And please mark on your calendars that the flagpole at Merritt Commons will be dedicated to the late Bruce Wren, a great community supporter, on Saturday the 18th. More details will follow closer to the date. There'll be a military vehicle show at the Person County Veterans Park on Saturday, September the 25th at 10 a.m. This is being sponsored by Brands Record Service, and the L&D food truck will be also there. Personality Festival is scheduled for Saturday, October the 2nd, and closer to the event, we'll give you a schedule. But I hear there's going to be a very interesting Dunkin' booth this year, and the hot dog eating contest is back. The Person High School class of 1965 will be having a mini reunion this weekend in Roxborough. Welcome back, those that have been moved away. Well, I hope this has given you some ideas for a fun weekend, as well as giving you some things to put on your future calendar. And thank you for listening. Have a wonderful week in beautiful Roxborough and Person County. And now, a word from the Quality Inn of Roxborough and Ford Bradshaw of Edward Jones, a financial advisor, who so kindly bring you Out and About every Thursday.